Dimension Aleph, Tet Yud Yud Aleph, is a lochus of Haitzah. Happened to be probably the most Nagea one that we'll come across for the most part. Maybe we'll take a break for the food. There's four halachas that are discussed here, and for the most part, Klal Yisrael is made called by most of them. Halachas of men wearing rings, and you go under the Ram with that. Second halacha is wearing glasses. The third halacha is wearing watches. And the fourth halacha is taking keys out as part of your belt. What's the halacha with regard to these four things? So just to be misakim, the halachas, what the Mishnah Berurah says, and what the fear of Chalmaim is. The first halacha with regard to tabois, the mechaber is mechalik between whether or not the tabas is used also not as a tachshit, it's also used for signing or not. Le'alach l'mayis, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mashma in Simon Shin Ches, Shin Gimel, De'ein limchayis b'ish ha'neisei yoysam. Not to be meiche when a man who's wearing a ring. He brings out a kiveger that says that a bal nefesh shouldn't go out wearing a ring. However, the Rosh Hashanah is a medayik kiveger that's talking about dafka, a ring which is miyuchad for a ish v'isha, but something which is miyuchad dafka for an ish, which they have types of rings generally that you could tell if it's made just for a man or not, that there wouldn't be even a bal nefesh. And that's what it seems that it comes out in Simen Shin Ches. Certainly, Bizmaninu, in a case where we're not handling Rishus Ram Gemuro, for sure you could be Mekal. But even in Rishus Ram Gemuro, Mekar Adin, it's certainly Mutter. There's a Shaila whether or not a Bal Nefesh, Mashmoy, Sub Kivigar is Bal Nefesh, or Chashavas is saying if it's Meyuchin for a man, then Kenzan, there weren't even Goyz or Bachlal, the whole din of Tashitim by a man, and therefore, that we're scared that he's going to take it off, and therefore, there's not even the Indian of Bal Nefesh, it's not a problem for a man to wear a ring, Rishus Ram. The second halacha is glasses. The Mishnah Berurah says the whole nidun here in the Ramah is whether or not you're allowed to carry the case, the glasses case, that the glasses are inside. Aval, losi sebotei naim gufal chaytmai, to wear glasses on your nose. Makam shein er bevaday aser belav achi dumi yiplu meyolav aser latzuri daladams. For sure, it's aser to wear glasses. That's why I'm wearing lenses. For sure, it's aser to wear glasses. Because you have to be scared that Shem Yovel Asuyi Dalat, they're maybe going to fall off. Now, certainly, there are those that were chayshish for this. The Chazon Ish to bring down, the Briskers are chayshish for this. So in those days, Pashas, they did not have glasses that went on the back of their ears. They had glasses that clipped onto their nose with like a spring. There you have to be chayshish. However, the standard pair of glasses, one of the ways that they say to check it is if you bend down, does it fall off? Is it that loose that it might fall off? If it's not, then you don't have to be chayshish that maybe somebody's gonna, you know, check him into the wall and his glasses are gonna go flying. It doesn't have to be chayshish. And most people, they're not asir lasuy dalanamus also because they have trouble seeing without it, and therefore there's less of a chash. Certainly, the minig, although there are yechidim that are machmir in this regard, and some say that you have to have a string in the back holding it that it shouldn't come off. Some people talk, don't wear glasses. Certainly, the minig of Klal Yisrael, even in the mekaymis that are chash. Rishus Arabim Daraisa, the meaning of Klal Yisrael is to wear glasses on Shabbos. Certainly, if only handling a Karmelis, then for sure there's no welcome to be a Chur, to be Machmer. The third Nidun is watch. Mishnah Berurah brings down that a watch is for sure it's Asr. Lost is the Mayor of Shais, but God of Chutz La'irif, Asr Lekuli Alma. That's for sure Asr, and there's a big long Bir Alacha being Marech, not to be Mekel Chas V'Shalom. Certainly it's a Chiyav Chates, no question about it. Aruch HaShulchan goes the same way. Certainly to carry a pocket watch is a Chiyav Chates, no way out. However, that's all with regard to a pocket watch. That's not with regard to a wrist watch. That's not a watch that you wear on your wrist. And because there, your mama's wearing it on your hand. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it in Chelek Aleph, Kuf Yud Aleph, and he says that L'chor is much different in the case where you're wearing it on your hand. Even in an oifring where, like the Bir Alacha says, the Bir Alacha's Maidid is Is it considered a takshit or is it not considered a takshit? Would you wear it if it's not working? If your watch is not working, says the Bir Halacha. Raya, the bizman shum is kalkal, you don't carry it if you're not, if it doesn't work. Now some people, if it's a Shabbos watch, it's a nice watch, then they will still wear it if it doesn't work. But even if you don't, says Ramesha, nevertheless, if your mamash wearing it on your hand, then even though it's not being worn be'etzem as a takshit, it's more being worn for a takles of telling you the time, he says it's daima to a ring. A ring that has a chaytim on it, that once it's being worn, mamash, on your finger, there's much less makam to be machmer. Pashat, it has a din of a levisha, it has a din, it's kibbutz if you're wearing it. And therefore, Ramesha wants to go there, the ikar a din, it's not a problem to wear a watch. However, he does say a bal nefesh yachmer for two reasons. One, that people, you shouldn't come to be makel with a pocket watch. And second of all, that's dafka if you wear it on your hand, not if you wear it on top of your sleeve. If you wear it on top of your sleeve, then you're not going to have that din, you're not going to have the kula, and therefore, he says he's murdering the Talmido to be machmer in al-tisting. Now, most people, as far as I know, do not ever wear a watch on top of their sleeves. And bechlal, the zmanenu paka watches are few and far between. So, though there are some people that do, it goes together with a vest. And when the vest went out, so did paka watches. So, it's not very common to have a paka watch, though there are some people that still do. L'chara, even Ramesha bizmanenu, I don't know if he would have been said to be machmer, l'maisa. However, that is the firzach for the Yeshiva Sherelim. I think that they go like with Ramesha. Ramesha says, even though mi'ikar din it's mutter. However, in the Shaila Barushas Aram Daraiso, I might share with myself, I don't know if it's Muron, how much is Muron? I was in America 2 years ago in Flatbush for Shabbos. I was wearing my Shabbos watch. And it could be I would wear it even if it's not working. Just it drives me nuts to look at it without if it's the wrong time. But Be'etzem was the type that I would wear. And I went to a cousin of mine's house, and he was like in Spali. He's like, what do you mean? She was Shalom. Of course they don't wear watches here in Flatbush for Shabbos. Okay, lay it down. He says, and Ramesha, Al-Tramesha, he says. So Al-Tramesha, there's this chash, Betzim Yikar Adin, it's Mutter, Al-Tramesha, there's an Indian to be Machmer, Lecher and a Caramelist, for sure, you can be Maker. And the last halacha is the halacha with regard to taking out a key. A key, Mishabur talks about what type of key we're talking about, if it's made out of metal, if it's made out of silver, if it's made out of copper, or silver, depending on what it is it considered a tashit, it's not considered a tashit. For the most part, the Pesukim understand, this seems like Mishnah Berurah also, that it has to be that if you're taking it out as a belt, then you want to wear it, it has to be that it's not just hanging on the side of your belt, but rather it helps the belt close. It's used as an integral part of the belt. And they do make these types of belts, pajamas. I remember when I was a kid, before in my father's Rav, and he had to open the shul, before they had an Erev in town. And what, later on, they had an Erev. When they first didn't have an Erev, then he would. That's how he would go out with the. They have different all types of patentum. They have like a tie clip, also which is a key. And they had this type of belt that the way to close the belt was with the key itself. That was the only way to close the belt. Such a belt like that in a Hanami, maybe it's not so tacky and in style. But for SM, that's the one. That's the type that's mother. If your tie covers it anyhow, you don't see so much. Maybe it's not a problem. But it has to be Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos Kechosim, Shlomo Zalman over there in Yud Ches, Perek Yud Ches, Har Reish Aleph. There he says it also has to be a chelik, an integral chelik of the belt. Can't just be that it's hanging down for it to be mutter.